Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, we're here to do more healings with everybody, sample healings, so you can see what the Light Ship can do for you to help you out in this density here that we're in on planet Earth. So the Light Ship comes here every 2,000 years to help themselves get rid of the darkness out of their creation, number one. And number two is to help the planet spirits do its ascension, number two. And number three is to help the people who are interested in having their body do the ascension process also. And the Light Ship does the same type of healings that was done 2,000 years ago with Jesus. There's probably more healings today because we have a longer lifetime, another 2,000 years since that time. So remember, each time that your body carries more genetic history, which typically is negative, that gets recycled, we have to deal with that more and more. And so who you really are, as you notice your life in this present moment, is actually the recycling thoughts of your ancestors. This is why things tend to happen to us, why events come up in our lives. And that's because your body wants to heal them for ascension. I would probably assume that maybe 1,000 years ago, maybe life was not as intense as what it is right now because ascension time was not available to the people. But near the end of the 2,000-year cycle, it's kind of like a crash course. We have to get online instantly and very quickly to do the ascension because time is very short. So I'll turn it back over to Sylvia. And if you wish to type in some information on the fast chat for questions tonight, we can do that. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm here, and hi, everyone. Great to be with you. It's Wednesday, and we're here live, and I guess this is a very interesting topic that you brought up, Ron, and that is how a person's genetic history can actually impact their life today, and how the things that we are dealing with that are coming up for us in our bodies to be healed have to do with these, as you said, recycled thoughts of or from our ancestors. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because, you know, so often we think it's all because of what we're doing right now, or we think, you know, if we, break a bone or something, that, you know, it must be something that we did now that's bad, and so this is happening to us right away. But according to this information about the genetic history, there's a lot more to it. So let's get into that a little bit.
Yeah, okay. This may get a little deep for some of you, but you're listening, so I'll just talk about it. Just a short while ago, I started doing seven generational clearings. And that probably started, I'll just say, maybe 6 months ago. And so what I would do is go back from your particular from you going back seven generations. Well, that kind of branched out into some more additional healings. One of those is a seven-generational blood clearing, and that somehow manages to make the communication throughout your body with the blood so that you're able to heal quicker and maybe faster. So that's kind of that. Another clearing on seven-generational is a big one. And this one here is a seven-generational slavery clearing. And so whether or not your parents, grandparents or so, were slaves who came over to America on boats or whatever, if you ever had that energy with you, it's still with you now. Remember, the past of all of your ancestors are in your body living with you in consciousness. And your body, like I said earlier, chooses to bring up a specific issue that it needs to deal with, because it'll pick the issues that are the most negative, we'll say, to come forward, because that negativity is blocking energy in the body. And I think we're probably on the same page with that. So if your life is, say, pretty horrible, it's only because your ancestors gave it to you, and now your body wants to heal it. Another clearing is the seven-generational mental clearing. And this one here is very, very strong. Remember, who you think you are now, underlying who you are, is probably all the thoughts of your ancestors going back seven generations, as maybe how bad their life was. And this is like the caste system. And this clearing is very beneficial, too. These are all like laying dormant, in a sense, with us, and they can actually interact with us consciously. So it all depends how much you are working in the past, you know, as far as what your body wants to heal. So what happens is your body hasn't laid in you dormantly, just sitting there, and then your spirit says, and working with your body in conjunction, it decides what needs to be healed with you. And so if there's something that was a negative thought, a judgment, using that term here, a judgment stored in you, then your body will start to work on that because that's where the blocked energy is. So it's pretty simple when you think of it that way. Going a little bit further, and I mentioned this on shows a couple of whiles back here, what happens is that you can have entities with you from past generations. And when I mentioned this last time, maybe three or four shows ago, I think, somebody typed in, yeah, I kind of am like that. So if somebody says, well, you're acting like your mother or like your grandmother or grandfather, that's probably because the emotional body of that person is with you. Now, naturally, since the body, all bodies die, that emotional body can hop from one person to the next. So you could have with you all of the emotional bodies going back, I think it's 255 people, with you because they keep hopping into the next body. And they know the person, actually, because they lived with them, and they want to be with that person. So they keep jumping down from maybe grandparents to parents to you on each lifetime. And so what you could be storing inside of you is seven generations of emotional bodies. So that gets kind of scary. We know what entities are, and they think that they own you and live with you, and they hop in that way. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia. I can talk about some more clearings, but those are kind of unique. We could go into the off-planet stuff if you like, but I'll talk to you to see if you want to bring that up or not tonight on this show. Go ahead, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's just recap. So where we're at so far is that there are not only our ancestors and their emotional baggage and everything that kind of gets recycled because their thoughts end up in our DNA, but then also entities that they had back then can end up coming forward into us as well, so we can possibly have entities with us that may be hundreds of years old or something like that, or passing down for all this time. So the good news is that both of those things can be cleared up. Entities can be healed or gotten out of us, and this genetic history can be healed through different types of clearings, like the one you mentioned about the seven generation clearings, and then we can be free we can be free to actually live our own life and heal the body and move forward and not have this recycled past. So that's great. So I guess before we get into the other off-planet and so on that you mentioned, Ron, let's take up a couple of questions that we have on the fast chat. We have one question, which is the Earth the only planet that has this enslavement going on?
I can't say that it is the only one. I would hope that it is for all the other planets. So I imagine there still could be darkness elsewhere, but it's pretty bad here. So that's what I can say. I only know what's happening here because I'm here. But and I'm sure that it could be elsewhere too, but I don't think it could ever be this bad. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and another question we had, I believe it was from Mike, which is... why the ascension failed in the past, and could it possibly fail again?
Very good question. Okay. Oh, boy. Here we go. You guys ready? The reason why it failed is because Jesus was going to live, depending on which lifetime you look at, okay? So I'll just give you a little information on that, and we'll be doing a book on him at some point here. But he... did 12 lifetimes at once, And out of those 12 lifetimes, he was supposed to be here an additional 15 to 18 years longer to talk about ascension. And so since he was under the protection fully of the Galactic Federation, who was here to help him carry out his mission, they basically betrayed him, which is what he said in the Bible, "Why did you forsake me?" That's who he was talking to. And so if he would have reached more people in that same time frame of, say 15 years, going into different cultures and everywhere else, more people would have known about the ascension process. So what happened was, because he only reached such small amounts of people, the Earth Spirit had compassion and said, you know, "I'm not going to leave the planet Earth. I'm just going to rematerialize it just the way it was with everybody on it for the next 2,000-year cycle." And so that's what it did. And it felt that the people on the planet here, on the surface, would be able to understand about ascension in the 2,000-year time. And they'd be ready to do the ascension where we are right now at the end of the cycle. Well, I don't think the information got out at all. I don't think there was very many people coming down here to actually teach it. It's possible that maybe the Federation gave the Lightship a lot of lip service about how they're helping the people out here with the ascension process. I don't know, but the Lightship, you know, only comes around every 2,000 years. So we're under the protection of the Galactic Federation. So you may say, well, what are they protecting us from? The first thing is that they're here to protect us from extraterrestrial intervention, having, you know, stargates, portals, whatever you want to call it, other dimensions, other conscious beings that look different than we do here to come in and intervene with us, and to bring us whatever they are with their technologies or whatever. And so because they did not protect us, we have the state of affairs that we have now. They brought in all these religions with false gods and symbols and idols to worship, which is the complete opposite of what the teachings of Jesus was and still is. So this is the process and the problem that we had. So basically, next question is, why, or is the Earth Spirit going to do the ascension? Yes, it is out of here. It already has its new blueprint, and as we know it, it is on 8D. This is our way of looking at dimensions. They had to pick some number to put it on according to our own mindset here, even though the Lightship does not deal with dimensions, okay? They just create spirits, and the spirits go out into different universes, so the Lightship perspective, there's no judgment, it's all light, there's no hierarchy. Where we are now, we just call this, you know, the three-dimensional reality, so we can say that the Earth is going to shift up, which it may not ever do, because the Earth Spirit, which right now holds the blueprint of the Earth, is not going to rematerialize it, because it already has a new creation. And so what could happen is that another spirit could take the blueprint of the Earth. This is when the whole universe is turned off, and another spirit could take it and rematerialize it, like people are talking about. Maybe it could go on 3D again, it could go 4D or 5D, people get information, and the information that they're getting is again from the Galactic Federation, which is the collective consciousness through which people channel. And so is that going to be true? I don't know. Very possible. You know, it doesn't really concern me, because you know, whatever takes on this blueprint, which is unknown at this present moment, and it won't be known until the ascension time actually occurs, which is when the universe is turned off. If another spirit is created and chooses to take on the blueprint of the Earth, then it will have its own way of dealing with the creations here of each individual thing on the Earth, and it can change that. So since it has a different type of resonance to your body, no physical body that's living right now will ever be able to live on this Earth again after the ascension. This is why, you know, the Mayan calendar and other, say, predictions talk about the Earth, you know, not being here. You know, the calendar ends. Is it going to be 2012? I don't know. But I do know that ascension is coming. So I hope that answered the question. So that's why the people, you know, could not ascend, because there was ones that did ascend. Don't get me wrong there, but the whole population did not, because they did not get the information out. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. So we've had quite a lot of information so far for people to absorb, so why don't we just concentrate for a few minutes on some clearings and maybe start with the entity clearing.
Okay, so if you wish to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, here she is. I have it on mine now. I just scroll down about an inch or so on the scroll bar. And if you're new to the program, just click on Creation Light Shift Healing on Station 1 homepage. Scroll down, and we're going to activate her. We're going to do some entity work. Remember, entities are spirits, because they are invisible. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And we're going to release as much as we can from you right now so that you're able to have more of your spirit energy in your body. And the reason why entities are with you is because you allowed them to come in, maybe not consciously, but you allowed them to come in because your spirit is not with you. And that is your conscious choice. So your conscious choice, if you choose to have entities, is because you have not brought your spirit more fully into your body. It's like a glass of water. If you're only, you know, like I say, 20% home, we'll say your glass of water is 20% filled up, then what's in the other 80%? So if you're not home, who is? It's entities. So the more that you can get into your body with your spirit, the less entities can come into you. And that's the whole name of the game here. This is why this program is on, to help and teach you how to get into your body more fully. So here we go. We're going to release them right now. And again, just do a body scan on yourself. If you have any pain in your body, they're definitely attached to that pain, because they know about pain very nicely. This is why they come in a lot of times. And they will come to the areas of pain. And they also come in if you're you know, out of your body, maybe doing a meditation or something. So you want to definitely always stay home. So here we go, taking them out of your body now. And these will not come back to you, but you can always draw other ones to you. Remember, if you're home in your body all the way, nothing can come in. It's a very simple process. So here we go, coming in. And it can bring more of your spirit energy. Entities now are released from you, what we can do right now at this present moment in time. And I'll count to 10 as you come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're just going to do the next part of the show here, which is the next healing, chakra alignment. I'm going to do them really quick here so we can spend more time with questions. So I'm going to align all your chakras. So we'll go from just the bottom up this time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We don't work with the crown chakra. The crown is not associated with the physical body here as far as the density. So they're all fine. Do an opening, heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, open. That's very good. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second, spin, 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 open. First, spin, 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 open. Great. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop. This is so you can be heart-centered, and that's where you get your guidance inside of your heart. So here we go. Dropping down, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And I'll do it slow so you can actually feel the energy moving. And remember, your mental body, your awakening consciousness, your thoughts, whatever you want to call that, needs to surrender to the heart, to your spirit. And here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so just stay heart-centered. We'll put some music on for you here and connect with your spirit. And you should feel a little heavier. Sylvia, we'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. So let's see. You want some questions next, Ron?
Sure. Questions are fine. That's great.
Okay, great. So let's see. Earlier, I think Kyle was asking for you to, you know, explain a little bit more about the seven generational clearing as regards off-planet. So is that something you'd like to briefly get into? I know it's kind of a big topic.
Yeah, this gets kind of negative. So let's see here. I'll talk about it briefly here. Boy, I don't want to bring the show down too much here. So we'll just talk
well,
a little bit.
Let's just do the really short version.
Okay.
And then move
on. You know
on.
What? We do parallel lifetimes for people. So if you're out there listening, this is your first show. The parallel lifetimes that people have are from the darkness. Because remember, the light only works in the now. So before you get too confused about listening to the show, I'd like you to write on a piece of paper that the light only works in the now, and the future is not created because everybody from the light, all the spirits, create in the present moment for their next experience, okay? The light is only in the now. So just remember that, and we'll be on the same page. So this is going to get a little hairy for you here. So the parallel lives are what the dark side created because they want to use your spirit energy for trauma. Remember, this is what they live on. They're like energy vampires, so to speak. Who created the dark side? Don't ask me. I don't know. It's just there. And it likes to come into the territory of light. This is why the light ship has to come every 2,000 years because there's a problem. And otherwise, it would lose itself in the darkness, okay? And the light is not necessarily proactive. It just allows free will. But it has to become proactive during the 2,000-year cycle shift, which is what we're going into here. And then it has to go out and say, gee, how come like the Earth plane here is so negative? And they go, well, looks like the Galactic Federation has let us down. And now they have to go out and find people who've connected themselves to the darkness. So let's go back to the parallel lifetimes now. So the parallel lifetimes are fabrications of your physical body and the physical Earth. So you can kind of follow that, I'm sure, that, yeah, there's a parallel life out there someplace that looks like the Earth, and that there's bodies on it that look like you and all your friends. So what happens is your spirit now is compelled or maybe even forced to go into those lifetimes, to go into the body. Now, what does the dark side want to do to us? They want to take emotional energy from us, which is traumas, and these traumas are what they live on as far as the energy. So the more harm they can cause to us, the more energy they can live with. So you could be in 1,000 lifetimes at one time. So what does that mean to you? Well, what happens is you may not know about those lifetimes, but your spirit, when it goes to them, comes back to you and brings back these energies. So if you have a problem in your physical body, it could be from a parallel lifetime that you're living. You know, like I said, maybe you have a problem with maybe your right knee in this lifetime. Or maybe in, say, 100 or, 500 lifetimes from the dark side, maybe you had a broken knee and you're hobbling around there with a cane. In this lifetime, now you're starting to experience that energy. So this is kind of what that's about. So we have the energy of parallel lives of the planet. We also have parallel life energies that are not of this planet that we go to. So this is where your body is on some other dark side planet somewhere. Remember, these are all dark side planets. The first one, you know, is kind of enticing because it looks like the one here. This is where you get your deja vu, and this is where people have maybe information being read to them by readers of, maybe a past life, and it could be a parallel life that they're reading at the exact same time. So we do have other planets that we go to, which are darkness, and the body is put over there, and your spirit goes to that too. So you're bringing back all this information to you, and unfortunately, it gets stuck in our physical body here. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia. I can talk more, but maybe you might want to talk about it or shed a little more light onto the subject here.
Well, I think, it's good to know about that, and it kind of explained to us why sometimes we feel like we don't have the horsepower that we should, or that we're spread out all over the universe, because probably in some way we are. Our spirit energy is diluted down like that because of those. So the good news is, though, that those can be cleared, and that's great. And on that note, just to keep things moving a little bit in a lighter direction, we have some requests. We have one request that was emailed in from a listener who loves the energy of one of the divine beings who resides on the creation lightship that we know as Saint Bernadette, and he would like to experience her energy. So could you bring Saint Bernadette in through the light being?
Sure. So this is a really beautiful energy. You could Google her if you wish. St. Bernadette is from Lourdes, France. This is where the healing waters are. This is where Mother Mary appeared to her. And she was there helping people for their healing. So anyway, we'll bring in St. Bernadette here. There's a black and white movie about her, too, probably made in the 40s, I think. I saw it. It was very nice. So here we go. Her life wasn't too good, but anyway, the movie was nice. It shed some light on the subject here. But here we go. Here comes St. Bernadette from the light ship. And what I will do is specify this is her first spiritual energy of her creation. And her spirit came down here to the earth plane and had a body, which we call St. Bernadette. And so we're going to bring that energy down so you can feel her true essence energy. So here she comes, coming in. So stronger, stronger, And she'll come into the light scene on your monitor screen, and you might watch it actually change here, looking nice. And you might see the eyes change a little bit as they become brighter. The colors will more than likely change, too, around the forehead. So just kind of watch here, and she's coming in, and it looks very, very nice. And how's it looking to you, Sylvia?
Just beautiful. And, you know, I think no matter how many times that happens, I just never cease to be amazed when you actually can see that energy and feel that energy come in and watch the changes in the picture. It's just wonderful. And, you know, there's some things that you can do if you're new to this program and you want to experience that more. First of all, go into your heart center and feel the energy directly there. Don't try to experience it through your mind. It's one thing that really helps. And then you can also put up your palms close to your monitor screen, and sometimes that actually helps to feel the energy directly that, like that. And you can even tap your palms a little bit to open up your palm chakras before you do that. And then also you can sometimes, if you're looking at the energy, if you move your eyes away and come back or blink your eyes a little bit, it helps to kind of, you know, not just stare at it directly, and that will help you to see and feel that energy.
Okay, so we'll put some music on here, and just again, you may want to request a healing as she comes into your room here. And remember, these are all heart-based energies. They do not work with the mind. Remember, the mind is not a divine energy. It wasn't created by the light ship. Remember, there's a difference between mind and heart. All these healings and whatever we do is heart-based energy. So sit back and relax and enjoy St. Bernadette. There she is. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So let's see. We have also a request from Kyle, and that's for the golden whales or the white whales or any whales from the creation light ship that you'd like to bring in.
Okay, so we'll bring in, I guess, the white whales here. We do conference calls. I think they had we had them tonight on the conference call. Just before this program here, we did water charging. So here comes the white whales. And again, you may want to watch the light being, or you could bring up the creation light ship and insignia there. Either one will bring in the energies to you. Remember, it needs a medium to come through, and this is what we're using here. So here comes the white whales, and they're very gentle. And again, you want to request your healing and see if they can do for you here. They're very precious beings. Stay in your heart center. Sylvia, back to you again.
Okay, so let's see. We had a request for some samples of clearings that you do, and one of them is a cording release.
Okay, so let's do just some various samples here. We'll do an emotional clearing here, and we'll go back 5 days. So here we go. This will take away your traumas that you've experienced through relationships. Everything on this planet here is a relationship. So take a deep breath, and nothing for you to do. Here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. A lot of energy there. We'll do a mental body. Here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a sensory body. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And these are samples that the light ship does. If you're interested in having your whole lifetime done, we can do that for you in a private session. So what we're going to do next is cording. So if you're able to sense energy in your body, we're going to now go to your, we'll go from the sixth down to the first. So sixth chakra. Now these are cords that people have connected to you in the chakras. They can also connect many, many different places in your body, but we'll just concentrate on the major chakras. So sixth chakra. The energy is being released from you that somebody or many people gave you. Fifth chakra, released. Four released. Three released. Two released. And one released. And now we're going to bring back your energy because you naturally corded people also. So we want to get your energy back to yourself. So here it comes back to you. And it will be cleared and put into wholeness just as the other person was or many people, could be hundreds and not thousands that were connected to you. So it'll be put back into balance, so you're not going to be taking their residual back into your body. So here we go. This is going to regain your energy back. Sixth chakra coming to you. Wonderful. Fifth chakra and fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. There we go. You should feel a little better. And again, I do your whole lifetime with energy cording. If you're interested, we just call that the chakra cording clearing. And that really puts you back into alignment properly. So back to you, Sylvia. What do you want to do next?
Well, let's take up a couple more of the requests that we have. Had a request to bring in the energy of Princess Di.
Okay, so that may sound a little strange to some people, why we'd bring in somebody who lived in this lifetime that we have heard about. And the reason is that she came down here from the light ship to do the mission of Jesus as the humanitarian mission. And so naturally she was also under the protection of the Galactic Federation at that time. And you can see what happened to her. But she was down here doing that mission, and this is why she's remembered so much, because she had her heart out there trying to help people with different causes. And so she was also in the body of Jesus when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago doing the same thing. And she came back into the body that she has in this lifetime, who she was, and she was doing that mission here. So you cannot get attached to anything that might be negative about her life, like in the tabloids, is try to stay impersonal with that here. Remember, everybody else have a body to come into to do their work down here. But she did leave a legacy of her event. So we're going to bring in her spirit. This will be the spirit of her in pure divine perfection. And it will not be the emotional traumas and densities that she lived here on this earth plane. Okay, that's the difference when we bring these energies in, the pure divine energy. So here she comes. And watch the light beam if you wish. You'll come into that right now. And open your heart up. Remember, the light ship does not work with mind energy. It only works with heart. And it'll only connect to your heart center. You can never find it in the mind. So I'll put some music on again for everyone. And again, you want to just stay present and experience this beautiful energy of the spirit of Princess Diana. Turn it back over to you.
All right. Well, I'll take up another question from the fast chat. This is from Kyle, and he's asking, I guess this was after the white whales came in, and he said that he really felt that in his sixth chakra, and he's wondering how come, you know, it feels that chakra is being activated. If you could address that.
Everybody perceives energy differently. And so this is probably where the energy was connecting to you, Kyle. Some people may feel the energy in different chakras or even different points of their body. So wherever you feel it, if you do feel it, that's wonderful. If you're listening and you don't feel anything, you know, don't worry about it. You don't have to actually feel anything at all to have the healing take place. So that's not the prerequisite to healing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'll just pick up the next fast chat request we had. Were for samples of a trauma clearing and a depression clearing.
Okay, so the trauma clearing is done the same way. These are the whole life clearings that we do, starting from this present time going back to your conception. So we're just going to do a sample here for the last 5 days. These are about 80 to 90% complete. So the trauma clearing is for people who live in trauma a lot. For probably, I'd say, at least 95% of the people, the emotional clearing takes care of this. But for people who have a lot more stuff going on, remember, your body's attempting to heal itself from the past. So maybe you were traumatized in many, many, many lifetimes, and now it's surfaced and it's on the plate in front of you. So here we go. This is a trauma clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, what other clearing would you like to have, Sylvia?
Well, the request was for a sample of the depression clearing.
Okay, that would be kind of similar here. So here we go. And remember, these are all mind energies. I'm going to mention that before I do the clearing. So remember, what we're working with is the negative mind controlling energies that are affecting us. Remember, the light does not work with mind. It's pure love energy in the present moment. All the energies that we're clearing from you are typically from the past, and it could even be from the future, which we don't know anything about typically. But basically, what we're dealing with is clearing mind energies with different categories or we'll say subtitles of that. So here we go. Depression clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'm going to do one other clearing here. We'll do a sensory clearing. Sensory is what we call past lives. This is also like for emotional trauma of the body. And so here we go. I'm going to pick a few dates here. I'm just kind of dabbling here. Let's just go to 2500 BC and go back from there. So I like everybody to think of a problem that they're dealing with. It could be anything, physical pain or something, whatever. And think of it now and see if the energy, or if you feel better after the energy is released from you. So 2500 years ago cleared, and we do this at 100 years at a time. 2600 years ago cleared, 2700 years ago cleared, 2800 years ago cleared, 2900 years ago cleared, and 3000 years ago cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia, and you might just, you know, see how you feel. You might even want to get up and walk a little bit, do like 10 or 15 steps, and just see maybe if what you're dealing with has subsided just from these sample clearings here. And back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see what's next on there. On the fast chat, we had someone asking for a sample. I forget who it was, but I know I saw it, of the parallel life clearing.
Okay. So we'll do the parallel life clearing. In fact, we'll do two of them. We'll do the parallel life clearing that would be the fabricated earth. This is what we're living on in parallel lifetimes. Remember, this is not light energy. This is dark energy. So we're going to bring your spirit back to you from these lifetimes. And since there's so many of them, we'll just say thousands, I'll bring you back from 10 of these lifetimes. So here we go. Got to collect your spirit, so we'll just start with the number 10 and go backwards. So 10, you're coming back, released, 9 released, 8 released, 7 released, 6 released, 5 released, 4 released, 3 released, 2 released, and 1 released. There we go. Now that's from this planet Earth that they fabricated. Okay, so what we're going to do next, and this would be your current lifetime, we're going to do a clearing now on your past life's parallel lifetime clearing, okay? So you understand what we're talking about. This is a past life of yours. We'll say that you lived in a body, let's just say, 200 years ago. It also had parallel lives to it. So we're going to take you out of those. So here we go. Same process, 10 lifetimes, and do a note of how your body feels. 10 lives cleared, 9 lives cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, and 1 cleared. And now we're going to go one step further here. And we're going to do what I call typically like off planet. Now this is where the dark side has taken you and you're running and living a lifetime with your body on a planet that is not the planet Earth. So here we go. Again, take a note of this here. See how it feels for you. 10 cleared, 9 cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared. Boy, it's getting dark. 6, 4 cleared, not really heavy. 3 cleared, 2 cleared, and 1 cleared. I've got to shake my hand off. So that's for this lifetime. I'm going to go back now in a past lifetime to the same process where they took you to another planet. And here we go. Take a deep breath here, everybody. 10 cleared, 9 cleared, 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 2 cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, and 1 cleared. Okay, I'm going to put some music on here so we can kind of experience those healings and sample them, see how you feel about them. And the whole process here is to get you more into your body and to feel less stressed out and to have less pain and to be tortured less, actually. Now through the light beam. So just sit back and relax and allow this energy to heal you through your heart center. Understand your heart, connect to these energies in your heart center. It's not mind energy. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. Maybe we can mention the 4-hour ascension call that we're having on Saturday here. Got a couple minutes left here.
Absolutely. I'd love to mention that because it's my favorite, and it's coming up this Saturday, the 20th, from 1 p.m. Pacific to 5, and it's a conference call, Healing on the Lightship, and it's a very special, very wonderful event because it actually, in addition to addressing physical healing, it's also for ascension preparation. So we never know what the lightship has in store. They always have some very special rooms and usually create rooms just for the occasion. And I know that there are a few people listening tonight that are have been on those. So if you have and you'd like to type something into the fast chat about that, that would be great. But it's just a fabulous wonderful healing that changes your life, and that's really, really true for people that go on it. So it's very easy to do. Most people just put their phone on speaker and sit back or lay down and relax, and the time just flies by, and the healings are just phenomenal. So it's a great event. It's something you can still take part in. Just email Ron and tell him you'd like to do that. So that's coming up, and let's see, we are out of time at the end of our time. We got on a couple minutes late, so we have quite a few more requests. I'm sorry we're not able to get to all of them tonight, but we'll continue this on Friday at 5 minutes to 7. We start on Friday, that's Pacific time, and it's on station 2 instead of station 1. So the process is just the same. You just click on station 2 when you get to BBS instead of channel 1, and then you just go to the Friday night page and get onto it from there. So I guess I'll just say blessings to everyone and good night, and have a wonderful couple days. Stay heart-centered, and we'll see you on Friday.
Hey, yeah, wonderful. And remember, on the Saturday show, it's Saturday night live on the Lightship, where we go to the Lightship, and we're there for probably 10, 15 minutes, and you can experience the Lightship healing. So blessings to all of you, and we'll see you later. Good night, everybody.
Good night.